Last week, Virgin Australia has announced plans to allow small pets in cabins on selected domestic flights, becoming the first major airline in the country to do so. The news has excited pet lovers, but it's also raised questions about why it took so long and why other airlines won't follow suit. The Wire's Azucena
Carrasco. For years, Australians travelling with their pets have faced a tough choice: leave them behind or place them in the cargo hold. It could soon change for some passengers. Virgin Australia has taken a key step forward, welcoming small cats and dogs into aircraft cabins, following regulatory approval from Food Standards Australia New Zealand. In a written statement, Virgin Australia says they are excited to have reached an important milestone. This change allows foods and drinks to be served when pet cats and dogs are present in the aircraft cabin under controlled conditions. Some details for its trial program includes passengers may travel with one small cat or dog under 8 kilos, including the carrier. The announcement has created conversation around travellers and the community.
I think it depends on the type of animal that you have on board and how well trained it is. I don't have a problem with animals on planes, but I guess similar to children on planes, if they're pretty well behaved, then it's not a problem.
I think it's a positive thing. Most people would want to take their pets with them because they're part of the family. As long as they're well behaved and they're small and they're in those containers, they're self-contained, so I can't see what bad things could happen, really.
Happy to hear about that news because I would like to go travel with my dog.
I totally understand where the idea is coming from and the benefits for some people to travel with their pets. I understand that in some cases people need them for health reasons, for mental health reasons, so I understand that. However, I'm not 100% behind it simply because there are other people on the plane that might be allergic to pets, might find pets uncomfortable, and it makes for an uncomfortable situation. That's why I'm not necessarily in favour of it.
From my perspective, it's not okay. So the pet thing is different things. They have to manage themselves, you know. I'm not in a cabin. So it's, you know, it affects other person. So I didn't want that sort of, you know, the pet is not for the cabins. Thank you.
While Virgin takes the lead, Qantas will continue allowing only trained service dogs with the owner in the cabin. The Wire has contacted Qantas for comment. RSPCA Australia welcomed the announcement, saying travelling in the cabin with their guardian may provide better welfare outcomes for pets compared to travelling in a cargo hold. They add guardians should ensure pets are under control, socialised to other animals and people, and calm and comfortable when travelling. The Wire spoke with the Australian Veterinary Association Small Animals Group President, Dr. Julia Crawford.
I think step one is that pets have travelled in the cargo hold safely for many years. I think they are used to a crate. If they are trained to the crate, they can be quite happy travelling in a crate. There are some little dogs or other dogs where there is an increased risk if they are brachycephalic, if they can't breathe properly, and obviously owners, dogs that are anxious are much happier with their owners.
Why has Australia been slower than other countries to adopt in-cabin pet travel?
I think it's cultural that dogs have been outside dogs. It's relatively recently that they've come inside and they're part of the family in our beds, on our beds, and that in terms of any public transport, whether it's airlines, we have a bit of catching up to do. It would be lovely to be able to have them in the cabin under certain conditions, and if they were used to being on public transport, in cabins with people, then they would behave the way they do in the rest of the world.
And do you foresee more airlines following Virgin's lead as welfare expectations evolve?
I think a lot of the international airlines already have pets in cabins. It's common throughout the Americas, North America, South America, Europe, pretty much anywhere else in the world. I think that will follow, but probably follow slowly. And the public have to accept it as well. The public are already not very accepting of pets on public transport. So I think that the same would apply to the airline.
Virgin announced the program will be trialled in selected domestic routes, including the popular Sydney to Melbourne corridor, and it's expected to be launched at the end of this year.
The Wire's Azucena Carrasco with the story. You can find RSPCA and Virgin Australia's full statement on our website at thewire.org.au.